Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building with another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section where we speak to different artists from around the UK and, of course, worldwide about the projects they're working on, where they've come from, and, of course, what they are currently on the way with. So we've got a really exciting one today. I've been really excited to jump into this one. I got sent music a few weeks ago, and I was very much hoping that we'd end up in an interview scenario so I can kind of talk to you about what's going on. We've got the wonderful Cray Wolf joining us right about now. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's really good to get you on the show. Obviously, with yourself, you're a very kind of energetic performer. It's really good to kind of get you on this because it just seems like there's going to be a lot of good energy on this kind of conversation. first of all, for those that kind of aren't aware, do you want to kind of talk me through your sort of background music-wise? Because I like to really dive into where people have come from musically on this show. So yeah, talk to me a bit about how you first kind of got involved making music.
Okay, so I grew up just listening to a lot of music. Like, I used to dance before anything. And like, I love Beyonce. I love Michael Jackson, like the greatest performers. That's who, like, I grew up watching. I didn't know I could sing. I didn't know I could rap until like a bit later on in life. So I started off singing. And then, I don't know how I became a rapper. Rap just kind of fell into my lap. I was doing it for fun. And then people were like, wow, you can actually rap. And then I decided, let me just be a rapper. Here we go.
Amazing. I mean, it's been quite a kind of explosive journey. Obviously, you've been quite active over the last couple of years. We've had, I think, 4 singles came out last year. There's been 2 so far this year. It seems like you've been kind of very, very active with what you're doing. Like, again, with your sort of sound then, for someone who maybe hasn't heard your sort of sound before, and this is the first time they're coming across you in this kind of combo, how would you describe what you're making music-wise now to someone who, say, has never heard it?
I'd say cinematic, drill with a thrill.
Drill with a thrill. I've never heard someone say that before. That's quite a good one. I might have to nick that off you for kind of future shows. But yeah, like with what you do then, like it's been a very exciting couple of years, clearly. Like, you've been very active. You've been very kind of involved in putting new music out there. What for you is that the kind of thing, I suppose, more than anything else, that kind of drives you to want to put out music? Because obviously you've been, as you said, you started off dancing. You've done the sort of singing side of things. You're obviously working a bit more in the kind of rap area side of things now as well. Like, what's the thing that kind of pushes you to want to put out new music? So I know everyone has a different answer to this.
Well, what pushes me to put out new music? What pushes me? I just love music. I love creating. And like, I have so much music that I'm sitting on. And it's like, just get out, let people hear, because I'm always making new stuff. So there's no point holding it to my chest. Like, let the people hear it. And I like I've created like a universe for Cray Wolf. And like, every time I release something, I'm bringing you one step closer into my realm. So it's fun. Music is fun, man.
It sounds like expressive. It sounds like it. I think as well, that definitely ties into that idea of cinematic as well, that you were saying earlier, that idea of that sort of when did that kind of idea start then, this idea of kind of building this universe around this sort of level of artistry more than anything else?
Well, do you know what? I love like Marvel and stuff like that. And I'm very dramatic and I'm into that anime and I'm just over the top with everything I do. And the fact that I get to now bring it into my music I don't know how I got here, but somehow I thought, why not put all my interests into one? And I get to dress up and it's working out. So yeah, it just makes sense to have my own universe.
Yeah, wow, no,
I'm like a villain.
It's cool,
like,
though,
villain,
to see, like,
superhero.
I mean, kind of tying that into, obviously, there you said, you could probably tell from if you're listening in or watching a video, you can probably tell from behind me, I'm a massive Marvel head myself. If you listen to the show, you'll know I'm a massive Marvel head. But I mean, like, with that sort of thing, do you think that even things like that have maybe kind of inspired you in a sort of different way? Because obviously people tend to list like artists and things like that when you sort of mention inspirations, but do you think you've kind of taken inspiration from that sort of side of things as well in the way you kind of operate?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say so. Yeah, I love powers. I wish I had powers.
What power would you have, though? That's the question.
Probably teleportation.
That's a good one, to be fair.
I'll just zap in and out whenever I felt like it.
You'd save on travel as well. You'd save on travel. You'd save a fair bit. I don't know, you know. I've always said this, maybe the opportunity to see different outcomes from different decisions before you do them.
Okay.
Premonition, I think that's called. I think it's called premonition.
Premonition, yeah.
I think that's what it's called. But that would probably be mine.
that would influence a lot of your decisions though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In probably. Hindsight. It's kind of like getting hindsight and getting the best out of... Yeah, actually, that's a good power.
Yeah.
That's a very...
You know what? You know what? I was completely bluffing. I made that up on the spot. So we're moving... I want to kind of obviously steer the conversation towards what you're doing music wise now, because it's been a really exciting kind of thing for me to kind of explore your catalog. It's always been, as I said, very energetic. That's the first thing that kind of struck me listening through your catalog from a kind of listener's perspective. And obviously you've got the new single out there now. It goes by the name Dangerous. Do you want to talk me through, I suppose, the process of this tune coming together? Because I'm sure there's a fun story behind it.
Ooh, Dangerous. I wrote this last year. Dangerous. I wrote this last year and I was listening to beats and I was just like, no one makes music like how I feel. Like, I want to get ready. I want to feel like a bad B when I'm getting ready. I want to, like, do you know when you just go out and you look cute and you feel nice and everyone's looking at you and you just know, like, yeah, I'm dangerous. I'm that girl. That's kind of the mood I was in when I wrote it. And then, I was listening to different beats and I came across this one and it was just like, freaky. Freaky. It just kind of wrote itself. And
I think that's always a good thing though when a tune, because people say it a lot of the time, at least when I speak to them on here, they'll say, oh, it felt like the tune was writing itself. I've always found that's probably a good thing because it feels like it's something that's meant to happen, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It just wrote itself and then it just went from there.
Awesome. I mean, off the back of that, obviously, it's been quite an exciting couple of weeks off it. Obviously, it's been out there for a couple of weeks now. Like, how have you found, I suppose, the reaction to it? Was it the way you expected it?
Super positive. Super, super positive. Obviously, I know my music is good. I like my music. You have to be confident with your craft, you know what I mean? So if I like it, I know you guys are going to like it, which is the main thing. But the reaction, I think, to the video especially, because I'm kind of like in character a little bit, and people are like, oh my God, wow, it totally makes sense. Your look, your sound, it all makes sense. So I'm glad people are starting to understand the brand.
Definitely. That must be quite a cool thing to kind of subconsciously built this kind of idea up of this universe to begin with. It's kind of cool. It must be kind of cool to kind of have that, I suppose, that visual understood to an extent.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's really making sense. Like, I literally call myself the super villain. Like, I'm not even the hero. I'm the villain. So
that's cool.
Do you know what I mean?
It's really cool though, man. Again, I was going to ask, like, obviously with all that in mind, like, how fun is it for you to kind of get onto, I suppose, video shoots and things like that and kind of put these ideas into motion? Because I know a lot of people, they cannot stand the process of making music videos. It's like a big 50-50 thing, apparently, where some people absolutely love it, some people absolutely hate it. I get the impression you quite enjoy the sort of music video side of things.
I love. My mind is always, like, boggling with ideas. So to get it from my mind to pen to reality is just, I love it, honestly, because I'm heavily involved, like, the direction, my alarm, I don't know why my alarm's going off at this time.
But, I get those.
Super random. But, so, like, from clothing, costume, to locations, to that, just the whole idea behind it, like, I'm heavily involved, I have to, because it's my song, do you know what I mean? So it makes sense. I don't know how can you not love a video shoot?
No, I know. I suppose it might be the waiting around, costume changes, things like that. I suppose that might
get long.
Yeah, it can be long.
Especially if it's nowhere near you. Oh, yeah, it can be long, but that's always fun, especially discovering new locations.
That's true.
Like, yeah, because I've got to take it... The next video has to be extra mad. I've got to take it one level up each time. I can't... Do you know what I mean?
Is that going to be the kind of thing now? Every video has to go like to another level of cray.
It has to, honestly. Awesome. That's what I'm on.
I'm looking forward to seeing the progression then, from a kind of fan's perspective more than anything else, just seeing how things slowly get like madder and madder and more expansive, I suppose. Especially with that kind of the kind of themes you've got running from the artist perspective as well. Like, the tune itself, the second half of the tune really caught me when you suddenly go into the kind of the sort of language switch up. Have you had many people kind of quoting that back to you? The breakup on it?
The French, yeah, they're like, oh my God, wow, like, I wasn't expecting that. They don't know what I'm saying, but it sounds sick.
This is the thing, I've always clocked this. You can, especially in kind of drill specifically, if you start going into other languages and other accents, people go crazy for it.
They love it. honestly. But yeah, it's a bit of French, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's cool. Is that something you're likely to kind of employ moving down the line as well, just like throwing it into tunes a bit more?
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping the French. Might even do a bit. I did a bit of Spanish on Countdown Freestyle, but I love languages and I'm multilingual, so it makes sense. It's just, yeah, I just put it wherever it needs to be. Like the song, like I said, normally writes itself. So I would just hear the part that needs to be switched in the language and it'll just do its thing.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. It's cool to see though, man. It is really cool to kind of see. Like, obviously following on from this one, then the question I've actually been asked by a couple of friends, who I told them I was having you on the show. And they said, like, when you have a video like that, and you have a tune that has that kind of instantaneous, kind of catchy impact, the question that everyone seems to ask is, when's the follow-up coming? So that's what I now need to ask you, on behalf of not just myself, other people as well. like, are we going to be seeing a follow-up to this, like, kind of anytime soon?
Yes. So I should be releasing my next one towards the end of June. So literally next month.
Yeah. There we go. I'm excited to hear it. Like, I mean, with obviously new music on the way, that's a very exciting thing. But obviously, there is kind of more to being an artist than literally just putting music out there. There's the video side of things as well. But also, there is kind of live performance and things like that. Like, with yourself, is that an area you're looking to kind of push into more over this year? Or is it something you're much more sort of studio focused for the time being?
I'm ready to do more stages, more shows. I love performing. I'm doing festivals, so I'm doing Glastonbury, and
you can't just brush over that. That must be an exciting one to be doing. Just doing Glastonbury, no, it's fine. Yeah, standard. Like, talk to me about Glastonbury, man. That must have been an exciting email to receive, or the call to get, I suppose.
Honestly, so I'm so excited for Glastonbury. I never thought about doing Glastonbury because, you know, you never think an artist like me would be like drill at Glastonbury. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But I did the Emerging Talent competition, and then it just went from there. So yeah, I'm doing Glastonbury first on the Super Hay stage.
That's a really, really cool one, man. Like, I think something with that, like, I've always found Glastonbury as, I've never been to Glastonbury myself, but I always watch it. I watch all the kind of highlights each year. It's such a well-covered kind of festival. Like, are you prepping differently for that than you would for another show, or is it the same kind of process as you would normally run?
So I treat every show like it's the biggest show. Like, I don't discriminate. I aim to give the best show possible every time I perform. And obviously with this one, because it is a bigger stage and it's slightly longer set, I'm going to be a bit more dramatic, a bit more theatrical with it, so add extra elements. But I always give 100% regardless of what show it is. So yeah, I don't want to like psych myself out and be like, oh, it's Glastonbury. No, it's another show.
There we go.
Do you know what I mean?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, there we go. I've got to say, we've nearly run out of time, but it's been great getting you on the show. It's been great to kind of see the energy in person as well and kind of hear it kind of for the people listening in on the airwaves right about now. It's been great to kind of chat to you and obviously find where you're coming from musically more than anything else. That's my favourite part about doing these interviews. But yeah, thank you for coming on. It's been great to chat.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
There we go. Right then, just so people are aware and are able to kind of find you after listening in, if they aren't already following you, like, what are the best places to follow you on socials, and what's the app that people can follow you from?
So you can follow me on all social media at CraeWolf, so CraeWolf. Tongue twister. But especially Instagram, I take some cute pics. TikTok, I get a bit crazy. But yeah, you can follow me everywhere. I'm active.
There we go. I was gonna ask if there's a TikTok sort of scenario going on, because I can just imagine TikTok, with the kind of thing that. In it. I can imagine. Well, there we go. We are gonna jump into obviously the Sounds of Dangerous next, which I'm really excited to do, because this one's gonna hype everyone up for the morning and obviously get people going for the rest of the day. Thanks once again for coming on the show. It's been great to chat to you. Have a fantastic rest of the day, and hopefully we'll chat soon.
Thank you, you too.
There we go, people. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This one goes by the name Dangerous, coming to us from Crable. Following that, we're going to get into the sounds of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This is Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio.
Trickstar Radio. Live from the South Coast.